in different games for different periods of time. You know, they've all shown why, you know, Richard wanted to bring them to the club and why we've been so happy to bring them, you know, to Cambridge United. So, yeah, the group looks a really tight, well-knit group at the moment. They're working really hard. You know, I watched training this morning. And it was a real bright session. The players we had here last year came back fitter than ever. And as we've signed players in the summer, we've given them programs so that everybody has come back in a good place. And that allows Richard to get on the training field with them as much as he can to, you know, knit the group together and start to explain to them how he wants to play. So far, so good in terms of pre-season. Most are pretty fit and healthy, only one or two little issues. And that's the main thing, really, getting through that 6 weeks where all the players are at the right level in terms of their fitness. They've all had the right number of minutes on the pitch. And then we can approach the first of a long season, a first game of 46 against Halifax in as good nick as we can.
And plenty of fans have said they're feeling really optimistic ahead of the new season, which was great, but that they were also feeling optimistic ahead of last season, and for whatever reason, it didn't quite come together. What's going to be different this time? What's going to make it really work?
When you look back on things, you've always got to remember also what the circumstances were. And I think, you know, last pre-season, for example, they weren't a fit and healthy group because we had three players recovering from major operations, Josh Coulson, Michael Wilde and Kevin Roberts. You know, we then had injuries in pre-season and a couple of players who didn't come back as well as they should have done. So, you know, sometimes, you know, what is seen from the outside is a little bit different to what is actually happening on the inside. I also think that it's the job of fans to be optimistic every year, isn't it? You know, that if you can't be optimistic in pre-season when there's no league tables and you've got everything to look forward to, there's no time you ever can be optimistic. And I think Richard said in the fans forum on Sunday at the Open Day that there's sometimes just optimism for the sake of optimism and other times there's a good reason for it. And we feel there's a good reason because, you know, well documented, but the board has just allowed a little bit more funds to be made available in terms of the playing squad, which means you can just start to look at players with a little bit more know-how and quality, perhaps that are more the proven and finished article than we've been able to sign in the past. And with that brings optimism because you know they're good players because their record says they're good players. And we know they're good players because they've done it in this league. And I think when you look at the players, you know, the likes of Duncan Elliott that have performed so well over the last couple of years, and you look at the players they've brought in and one or two of the exciting additions that perhaps people didn't know so much about, like Mitch Austin and Delano Sam York, you know, there's a decent reason to be optimistic for the season. But like everything, Pete, we all know that, you know, the season really starts on the 11th of August and what happens in pre-season counts for nothing unless you're ready, you know, when the business end starts.
I suppose another big factor is that with every year that goes on, you're reorganising things, not only in terms of the first team, but your entire structure as well. You've got yourself in there, you've got Dave Doggett, and you're working on the little things, and all of those little things add up over time, and hopefully you should see the benefit of that on the pitch as well.
Yeah, it's a really good point you make, and it's exactly true. I think that, you know, the period of time I was caretaker manager, there was a reason behind that, obviously, and then took the reins for a period of time, and there was a reason behind that. But we were trying to make sure that the culture within the football club was correct, and maybe in the past that hasn't always been the case, you know, throughout the club, you know, in different sections of the football pyramid, if you like, might have done things in a certain way, and there was a disconnect to other parts. But having a coherent sort of philosophy and policy throughout the club, and, you know, Ben Strang, who knows this league so well, you know, when you give him 6 months to find targets and players and Rich is very precise in exactly what he's looking for. You know, we're very thorough in that recruitment process. Mark Bonner's been here a couple of years now and does fantastic work with the youth team. Matt Walker, this time last year, we started pre-season, and because of the job he was in, he couldn't join us until two-thirds of the way through because of his, you know, his previous employment. But he's now had a year as head of our sports science department and he's made a huge contribution in pre-season. So I think you're right that the structure's good, and there's lots of good people and lots of good staff working here. And then if you get the right players into the building as well, you know, there's reason to think that we can be reasonably successful this year. But it's something that's evolving constantly and will continue to improve because the structure's in place to make sure that happens.